Good morning. I'm Mary Engish with VPR News. There were 7 new cases of COVID-19 across Vermont reported on Friday. State health officials reported 2 people are hospitalized with the virus, including 1 person in intensive care. The health department no longer reports new COVID cases on Saturdays and Sundays, and they have just under 0.2% of shy of its vaccination inoculation goal. About 1,000 more people still need a shot to hit that target of vaccinating 80% of eligible Vermonters. A series of new art installations hosted by the Nature Conservancy aims to connect hikers to the land through art. As VPR's Reed Nye reports, the outdoor installations were created by the Conservancy's first ever artist in residence.
Vermont artist Elizabeth Benling spent this past winter and spring creating art based on her experience at 3 natural sites owned by the Nature Conservancy. At Raven Ridge Natural Area in Moncton, Benling's wound over 1,000 feet of blue cloth containing bark rubbings from tree to tree. Benling says the installation calls attention to the area's ridges and hills, and to the light and sound in the forest.
My hope is that people will feel a connection to this place, to this work. Because if we're not connected to the land, we don't care. We have to care.
Billings has also created installations at La Platte River Marsh in Shelburne and Equinox Highland in Manchester. She expects the work to be up for about a year. For VPR News, I'm Reed Nye.
And the Vermont community of Bellows Falls is likely to demolish a former church and YMCA building that long ago fell into disrepair. Town manager Scott Pickup recently briefed the Rockingham Select Board about the future of that building, and it was at one time the second oldest church in the village.